Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
right. Shalom, shalom. Blessings, Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Children of the Most High, yeah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Let me know how I'm coming in, saints. Let me get the sound check if you mind, if you don't mind. Glory, hallelujah. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hallelujah. Got 10. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Sister Brittany. Thank you, Brother Ugly from Canada. Hallelujah. It's good to see each and every last one of y'all that are in here this evening. Hallelujah. This is Elder Donnie. I'll be your host this evening. Hallelujah. On this edition of the Straightway Truth brought to you on Blog Talk Radio. And this is as we contend for the faith as always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Salah. Glory to the King. Now, let me know. Don't be afraid to tell me, y'all, if y'all can hear me breathing in the mic. I have this boom mic. I have this headset on. I just have to adjust it in order to so you don't hear, you know, hear me breathing. And I'm not trying to do that on purpose. It's just more convenient to be able to have my hands free while I am doing the show and everything like that. So, glory to the King. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how to pronounce that. THJIAG16. Bless you and thank you so much. Good to see you all in the room. Hallelujah, hallah. So, man, it's always a joy. I count it joy. I'm glad and I'm grateful to be here as we are approaching the end of this year and we're approaching our new year. Glory to the King. What a joy it is, huh? Especially when, you know, we're clothed in our right frame of mind. We're seeking Yah. We're seeking to get better. We're seeking to grow. We have expectations, seeking a great and powerful move of the Father. You know, even in our own personal lives, it could be, you know, something, a breakthrough or something that we, you know, been praying for or been seeking, you know. And so, you know, just looking forward to receiving also, you know, going before Yah with a pure heart, as we know that we should be during this time. And, you know, what a fellowship, what a joy it is, you know, just to even be Israel, just to know who we are. How about that, right? Just to know that we are his people, his chosen people, and we're here with the remnant. You know, all of us, we come from different walks of life. And, you know, we walk into all kinds of things before the devil had us, you know, but now we're free. And the word tells us that whom the Son sets free, he's free indeed. And I'm grateful for that. It's nothing like being free in the mind. Hallelujah. And glory to the King. So we have purpose. We have a King, a Creator, a Mighty One, who is the only Mighty One, I might add. Hallelujah. Yahweh our Elohim. So we're grateful for that. And we thank Yah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Willie. Hallelujah. Good to see you in there. Hallelujah, man. Be safe out there, my brother. And glory to the King. Missing you. Always a joy. I know, man, we had a wonderful time on yesterday, Shabbat. Oh, it was wonderful, man. It's always good to fellowship, you know, with the saints and to really, really just have that sweet fellowship. It's just beautiful. So glory to the King. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and get started. But you know what? Before I get started, I want to just say this. You know, Brother Paul, Brother Ugly, as you know, as I was getting ready for the show, I was just sitting here just meditating, just thinking, getting myself together. And I was just thinking about you, bro, like over the years, how you've been there. You know what I mean? You've been there and you've been very diligent in your service and you know, your servitude, especially when it comes to the show and co-hosting. And it's like you've been doing it from your heart, a labor of love. And you'd be there on time. You'd be there, you know what I mean? Whenever we lead those scriptures, those verses, you're there. You know what I mean? And I just want to say thank you so much. I know I can't thank you enough, brother, for it. And I know you do it because of your love of the Father and his people and just to contribute. But it means a great deal, Brother Paul. It really does. It really did touch my heart, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, whoa, man, that brother just, he'd be on it, you know, and nobody had to tell you to do it, you know. It was all because, you know, you had it in your heart to do it, and you've been doing it so diligently, man, for so many years. You know what I mean? Y'all don't even quite get it how long my brother's been co-hosting these shows and been there, and we thank you so much, you know what I mean? Even though we may not be able to hug your neck and see you that quite often as we would want. But brothers, just know in spirit, you know, you're there, and we love you, Billy. I love you, man, so much, and thank you so much. Hallelujah. He says, an honor to serve God and his people. Glory to the King. That's wonderful. Hallelujah. And thank you, my brother. All right, let's get started here. The show to eat this evening. Hallelujah. Got a few things. Just want to talk to us, just about some things going on with us as a people. Nonetheless, to encourage our hearts and our minds. It's never here to, just be here and to just rebuke, reprove all, just for no reason, It's all for our edification and our comfort. And it's so that we can become better, hallelujah, at the end of the day. We all have somewhere to go, do we not? Because if not, why are we here? So let's be helpers one to another and make sure that we all get there. Hallelujah. Bless you. Glory to the King. See you, Brother Daniel. Hallelujah. I see you, Brother Mike. See you in there. Hallelujah. All right. I'd like to start out reading this these broadcasts. I'd like to start out reading the Psalms. I'm going to do that, do just that, and continue. Hear Psalms 119. All right. Now, saints, I can't really necessarily hear myself. So if anything sounds off or weird to you, because I have both of these, my ears are plugged, but I can hear what I'm saying, but it's not as clear. So if anything has changed, anything come up, any type of disconnect, let me know. I'll keep my eye on the screen, and I'll be able to make some adjustments if need be. And I'll just be keeping just monitoring the screen to make sure we're still connected. Because sometimes when I'm in this room here, sometimes I don't know why it may cut off. It's done it before in the past. I'm not going to say it's been a habit, but it has done so. So hallelujah. Glory to the King. Psalms 119, I'm going to start at verse 111. It says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word, for I will keep the commandments of Yahweh. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your." So what I'm going to be talking about today, see that last verse, 119, 120? I'll be talking along those lines tonight. We're going to be talking about the fear of Yah, you know what I mean, and how important it is for us to have that. I'm going to read that verse again. It says, "My flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments." Let's be real, just by some of the actions and some of the things that we do, right? Can we really say that we fear Yah? Do we really know that he's not playing with us? Can that be seen through our actions? It's the King of Israel, a renowned man, right? A man of stature, a man of influence. And he said he trembled at, you know why? Because he knows that Yah is for real. He knows that Yah isn't playing. He knows that Yah means business. And he says, "I am afraid of your judgments." That's the thing with us. We're not afraid of Yah's judgments. We think we can just do whatever we want. Because, see, that judgment is not coming quickly, and it's not coming swift. So we think we have a chance to, we think we have time. We think we can just do whatever and just get away with it. But don't count that slackness, right? You know? Y'all know, y'all gonna deal with us. if we continue in that mindset and in that manner. Look at his people, right? Over the ages of time, his people. Look how many of those that were cut off. You know? This is the creator of all things, the holy set apart in himself, right? Playing with us. Let me go ahead and get in there. And continue. But Yah is real, man. He's not playing with not one of us. Not one of us. Glory to the King. But you know, it's a lot going on in the world, saints, as we all know. We see what's happening. I mean, you know, we're getting notifications all the time. You know, things are happening over here. This is happening, you know. In every aspect of life, pretty much, is being affected in some way, shape, or form. Things are not, if you want to call it norm, the norm. But things are totally different, and they're changing. And we were warned that they would. But, I mean, when you start to get people like, you know, influence on YouTube and, you know, people on social media, people starting to really feel it, and they're starting to see. And that fear is starting to come upon them, not the fear of Yah, but this fear of destruction, or fear for their lives, or the uncertain, right? But the word tells us this in Proverbs 3:25. It says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For Yahweh shall be your confidence. Hallelujah. So Yah is going to be our confidence, right? He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's our high tower. He is our help in the present time of need, right? And it goes on to say, Proverbs 3:26, and shall keep your foot from being taken. Hallelujah. So provided we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, we're in right standing and good standing with the Father, he's our confidence. He's going to be the one to take care of us, right? You know, one of the things about it is, and it's, you know, we have to be, Yah hates a false balance. You know, we man existence, you know, it's his whole, how should I say it? His, I guess just by default, right? We're going to look to preserving our flesh, right? Just preserving our hide when it pertains to natural things. You know, of course we want to store food. Of course we want to get all the essentials. It's very important that we do so. And don't let anybody tell you that it's not. Because there are those who out there who say, oh, what good your money going to be? You know, what good are all of the things? You know, but let me tell you, we need these things, right? But just as equally as we need to preserve and store up and stock up in the natural, we need to do just as well in the spiritual. All too often, we kind of forget. We forget to store up treasures in heaven, in Shemayim, right? Where dust nor moth, none of that will destroy. If we look at Isaiah 55, right? Isaiah 55 and 1, it says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come you to the waters. And he that hath no money, come, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, money, and without price. You hear that? So you don't even need anything. Just come. So all he wants you to do, just come to him. Just come to the Father. Just come. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? Right? So do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfied not? It's a question mark there. He's asking a question. But he says, hearken diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Hallelujah. So listen, we don't need to have a big bankroll. We don't need to have all these resources to come to the Father. Just come. Seek him. Right? While you have opportunity, while you can, seek the Father. You know what I mean? Seek his face. I think I got a verse in here where David said that, you know, shit, everybody want to seek the ruler's favor. And when I look around that word, it says the face, right? Everybody want to seek the ruler's face. But hey, no. Judgment comes from Yah. Yah said, seek me. Seek my face, right? Seek me. Come to me. So just as equally, you know, as we're storing up in the natural, we should be doing also in the spiritual. Hallelujah. You know, and so in doing that, you know, you know, we'll be truly, truly blessed. But, you know, just as it is, it was in the day of Noah, just will it be in these days here, right? Upon the coming of the Son of Man, you know, man didn't believe. You know, they thought it was all a game. You know, even a lot of us still right now, we got family members and friends and people like that. We can't tell them nothing. Even what they see things going on, some of them, they still can't. You know what I mean? They're not going to get it. But look at us, Israel, though. Look at us who are in the way, right? Those are here who are here. We see how the devil is not playing with us. You know, don't let us not be too careful lest we fall thinking we got it. No matter what, it doesn't matter what you've done in years past and how much work you put in and all that. We talked about that some time ago about King David, you know, how he, when he was, you know, he did all of this work. He did all of these things and he was, you know, but when it was time for him, he was supposed to be at battle. He was supposed to be at the place where he was supposed to be. He did something he wasn't supposed to because he wasn't doing what he was supposed to. All of us, no matter what we've done or what we, you know what I mean? We still always got to be upon it. We still have to give our best and our all. We can't become slothful. We can't become lazy in this thing. And we definitely can't think that, you know, we're invincible and that the Father, like, he needs us. No. We need him every day, every hour of the day we need him, right? But so let us just reflect, right, and go back and look. As I was saying earlier, man, many have been cut off. Many. And the quickest way for us to get cut off right now is if we partake of this holy feast, this holy Passover, the blood of Yeshua and his flesh, and we do so unworthily. That's the quickest way for us to be cut off. Let's go to Exodus, right, 32. Start at 9, and I'm going to go down to 14. So Exodus 32. Exodus 32:9, and it says, "And Yahweh said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought Yahweh, his Elohim, and said, Yahweh, why doest thou wrath wax hot against your people, which you have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand?" So he asking Yah, like, what's going on? You know, why are you so upset? Like, come on, Yah. But continue on. Yah said, wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath and repent of this evil against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And Yahweh repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. And so I remember Shepard telling us this a while ago that Yahweh, you know, the word tells us that Yahweh doesn't repent. He's a man that he doesn't repent. But it should have said he relent, because he really held off from doing the thing that he was going to do. You know, he kind of, I guess you want to say he calmed himself, or he pretty much abandoned that mission, you know what I mean, to destroy Israel. So Yahweh, you know, he's very merciful. He's very merciful, hallelujah, as it regards to his people. But, hallelujah, let's not take it for granted. And let's not, and I think that's what's going on with us, and I think that's what's happened, because we know Yah's merciful. We know that he's just. And see, we try to take advantage of that, and that's the same mentality, whether we know it or not, of the world. That's the same mentality that's taught in Christianity. You know, oh, you know, you can just go to Yah, and you can go and repent. God knows your heart. I hate that. I hated that even when I was in it, when I was young. I was very young, and I went for help, and I asked a certain question, and that's the answer that I got. And I knew that wasn't right. Even as a youngster, man, I knew that wasn't right. I can't just do what I want, man, because my conscience was it didn't sit well with me. Nah, I know certain things that's going on, even that I'm doing, it's just not right, man. And to get that type of response, And so that's why I'm thankful, you know, and that's why, you know, we can't keep that same type of mindset. No, he requires so much more of us, right? All right, moving on. Listen. And I have Matthew 3 and 9. It says, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that Yah is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Matthew 3 and 10 says, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree is hewn down and cast into the fire. Hallelujah. So let us not think that, you know, we're here to stay in it and it's all good. And Yah, you know, he needs us. And we can do whatever the hell we want. And that's all good. He's going to let that fly. Hell no, he's not going to fly. You know, he's been purging people left and right, even from the time that I made it into this ministry, right? I'm thankful to God that I'm here today. But I tell you what, man, you know, we better get a hold on this type of attitude and mentality. You know, yeah, let me keep going. Let me stay on track here. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you something, man. If I know I'm out of line, I'm going to say this, right, just generally speaking. If I know I'm out of line, right, if I know I've done something and it ain't right, man, I'm going to humble myself, man. I'm not about to sit here and be prideful and boastful and haughty and act like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that I'm not right, bro. Come on. What is that? What is that, man, in me that would cause me to rise up like that? No, man. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of Yah. Huh? Even the word even tells us, man, when the ruler rises up, man, you better stay in your place. Man, that ain't a time for me to be. Nah, I don't have nothing to say at that point. Listen, because the ruler ain't gonna rise up, not a righteous ruler for no damn reason. There's got to be something going on. But the word tells us, and you see, we forget so. Like the word tells us, we allow things to slip. It said that on a couple occasions how we just let things slip, we just let it go. And it don't take long either that we forget. But, man, nah, when the ruler rises up, man, stay in your – it doesn't matter who you are, what you think. You know what I'm saying? No. And I know I'm speaking – I'm just talking to us, right? Do what the word – do what y'all require for us to do. God, man, we don't want to find ourselves cut down, hewn down, and cast into the fire. 2 Peter 3 and 9, it says, Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that's the key, repentance. Well, it says, godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. And this is Psalm 51:17. The sacrifices of Yah are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O Yah, thou will not despise. Hallelujah. So, man, Yah is not going to despise that. Just try him and see, right? Soften your heart, man. Come to terms. Hey, listen, whatever it is, you know you're not right. You know you're riding dirty. You're living dirty. Come on, man. Moving on, man. Sirach here. And I'm just talking right now about thoughts and getting into the fear, right? Fear of Yah. Sirach 21:11, it says, he that keepeth the law of Yahweh getteth the understanding thereof. So I'm going to go back, and it says, I'm going to read that again. He that keepeth the law. So by doing the law, guarding Yah's commandments, then you get understanding of it, right? And it says the perfection of the fear of Yahweh is wisdom. So once you got that thing perfected, the fear of Yah is just in you, and you know what I'm saying? Then there comes the wisdom, because that fear gonna ultimately lead you to be obedient unto Yah, right? Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works unto Yahweh, and your thoughts shall be established. Sirach 21:15, it says, if a skillful man hear a wise word, he will commend it and add unto it. But as soon as one of no understanding heareth it, it is it displeaseth him, and he casteth it behind his back. Man, that's something. So you know, we hear a lot of wise words. You know, a lot of wise words often. So I think the question is, you know, when you hear that word, what happens? Do you commend that word when you hear it, or do you commend it and you add to it, or does that word displease you? And then you cast it behind your back. You don't want to hear it. That's a question that we all need to ask ourselves, right? Sometimes, you know, a lot of times we hear a lot of correction, a lot of rebuke and reproofs going on. A lot of times we hear it, you know. A lot of times it don't even feel good. You know, I know sometimes it's been times where I didn't want to hear certain things that went on. And I know this is talking about a wise word, but that's a wise word is a word as well, right? But, you know, you got to wonder why you feel that way. Like, why, if every single thing that go on, it just don't sit right with you. You know, you just want to try, you know, you want to do away with it. A lot of times you don't want to hear the videos. You don't want to hear the message. You don't want to go back over it because you don't want to feel that, right? But you're missing. You're missing out, right? But it's a reason why. And that's the thing. It says a skillful man, if he hears it, a wise word, he will commend it, and then he will add to it, right? But moving on, Proverbs 15:5, it says, a fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent, right? A fool despises his father's instruction. But he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Hallelujah. So you wise if you regard it reproof, right? Whoever looks at it like that, whoever looks at it, that reproof in that manner, right? And then in doing so, you know, it lets you know that you're wise. Proverbs 15:31, the ear that heareth the reproof of life among the wise. Wow, isn't that something? So if you hear it, you take it in, you receive it, it says, you abide it among the wise. Proverbs 15:32. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul. But he that heareth reproof, he getteth understanding. So these are some very good proverbs, right? If we really take into account what I just said about when you hear certain things, right? Even though it may not sit well with you at the time, it might not be good for the present moment, but take heed to it, right? Because ultimately, you're going to fare well at the end. It's going to make you wiser. You know what I mean? You're going to find favor in Yah, provided you take heed to it and you change and you turn from it and do what it says. That's why I said early on, you know, we hear a lot of reproof and rebuke, and we get corrected quite a bit, right? And it's not to tear anybody down. It's not to harm you. It's not to hurt you. It's only to build you up and strengthen you, right, at the latter end. But moving on, Proverbs 15:33, the fear of Yahweh is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility, right? So before honor is humility. So it tells you the fear of Yah. I guess I must have, yeah, see what I got going on. I'm going to read this. This is Psalms 119:97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments, has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are your words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah. And so just repeating again, from the Psalms and how the king expressed like his love for Yah and his commandments, right? And keeping the commandments, because the word tells us that we should keep the commandments and live. I was just sitting there thinking about it. I know Pastor's been on, Christianity and hitting it hard. And you know what? I just was sitting there meditating and thinking on it. It's a reason why. And I was talking to some brothers about it. You know, that type of mindset, that type of mentality, it's in us, many of us. Even if you weren't a part of Christianity or any religion or any sect of it or part of it, it's still that antichrist spirit that tells you that, the law is no good, is done away with. We were taught to hate Yah. We were taught to break his commandments, like boldly, and a lot of that has to still come up out of us. And I was thinking, it's so relevant and it's so important for him to teach us this and to continue to talk about it with such vigor and such, boldness, because that spirit, is so contrary and it's so bold. It's a poison. It really is. And what it seeks to do is just to turn us and get us away from Yah, and make light of the his entire essence, because that's what his laws are, right? It's our instructions. It's there to teach us. And we wonder why, some of these behaviors that we have and the way we act, it's because there's a lot of that stuff still embedded in us, and we don't even realize it, how much it's in us. And, it shows out, it comes out in the way we, way we act and the way we do things and the way we think. And so I think it's so important that it continues to be talked about, even for those who are just coming into the faith and those who've been around for a while. We need to always be reminded of it and how vile and how foul of a religion it is. And I think it's so important. I always see those billboards. They always, have signs, thou shalt not kill, or thou shalt not commit adultery, these different things. But I never, ever once see any of them that says, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy, or they never mention that whatsoever at all, for example, among others. But that religion, that whole mindset, is just complete destruction. It's complete poison. It's complete hatred against Yah, and we need to divest ourselves from it, because a lot of times that's how we act like, I'm not under no law. We act like it, I'm free, I could do whatever I want, I'm good. If I don't like, I don't like the judgment, I don't like what you tell, I don't like what you're saying, then hey, I can go. I'm my own man, I'm my own woman. And that's the mentality. That's how people act. We're so puffed up, vainly puffed up in the spirit of our own minds, right? That we don't give a damn about Yah. Yah can't, a lot of us, we can't even be changed. Nobody can tell us nothing. It's set in our hearts that we're going to do whatever we want. We're going to be wicked, right? There's no fear of Yah. There's no fear of him whatsoever. The sacrifice that was made, right? It's not even, we don't even acknowledge it. Many of us, and I'm not saying everybody needs, I'm not saying that, and I know that. But it's the ones that, it just keep happening over and over. Or, what I'm saying? All this foul stuff that keep happening, that keep coming up. It's no respect for Yah, none whatsoever. John 14:15, it says, if you love me, then keep my commandments. 1 John 5:3 says, for this is the love of Yah, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Hallelujah. And so as I was just saying, why it's so important, for the alarm to continue to be sounded against Christianity and every false god, a deity, any idolatry, any false prophets, and all of these people who rising up in this day and hour. Let me read this real quick. It says, America is considered a Christian nation as a country a country. Armor, immorality, I don't know what I was trying to say, but immorality has reached heaven, just as Sodom and Gomorrah. The judgment is soon to head to our shores, because this is a nation that will not keep the commandments of Yah. It seems to have a form of godliness, but it denies the power thereof, even denying the workings of the scriptures by not even doing the works. In this nation, there is a religion that is a religion that teaches against the laws, the statutes, and the judgments of Yah. So they have equated the prosperity of this country and have attributed to serving Yah. This country was built on slavery, rape, murder, robbery, theft, debauchery, child molestation, killing of all sorts. These are the fruit of this nation. The founding fathers, all of whom were Freemasons. I remember what Satan said when he tempted the Messiah out in the wilderness, and he said, all these nations are on the earth to be given in my hands, and said unto Christ, and if you would bow down and serve me, I will give you all of these things. So basically, what I'm saying is that America has served and is serving Satan. Now America has definitely have a payday due unto them for this, for their so-called prosperity, right? And so, moving on, I'm gonna skip around here. I don't want to go into certain things here, but we're going to get back on track here. Let's see. It is. It says, we must confess and repent for rebellion, covenant trades, or any other thing that our family line have been a part of. And it's just talking about generational curses and things, saints. It's a lot of things that we're not really aware of that our ancients have dealt with. And a lot of it is probably, you know, why we react the way we do. And I'll use that word rebellion, because that's one of the things, you know, that our people were, you know, especially coming up out of Egypt. I mean, in the wilderness, we know how rebellious our people were. And just totally contrary to Yah. So we need to look into those things and maybe see, you know, even are we're doing some searching and deep searching during this time that we're in right now, getting ourselves ready for the Passover, to cover all those grounds, you know, and cover those bases, because we just never know the things that people could have been into. I know this thing is deep at times, but we got to do it, you know. We got to do that searching and that cleansing, you know, to rid ourselves, and even so that these things don't come upon our seed. Glory to the King. But I'm gonna continue on here. Sirach chapter 40, 26 says, riches and strength lift up the heart, but the fear of Yah is above them both. There is no want in the fear of Yah, and it needed not. So that's saying a lot about fearing Yah, right? The fear of Yah is a fruitful garden, and covereth him above all glory. Psalms 119 and 120 says, my flesh trembleth for fear of ye, and I am afraid of your judgments, as we read earlier, right? Psalms 25:14, it says, the secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Psalms 36 and 1 says, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear, that there is no fear of Yah before his eyes. All the earth fear Yah, that all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. And that word awe, right? So that we should all stand in awe of him, right? It says to dread, to fear, to stand in awe, to be afraid. Tremble, quake, rage, quiver. To quake, to be disquieted, to be excited, to be perturbed. The word fear means to reverence, it means to reverence, to show honor, And we have a hard time honoring the Most High. Just the mere fact that, you know, we were born in this country, that automatically, by default, you know, our minds and our hearts are taught to oppose the Most High. Ecclesiastes 3 and 14, it says, I know that whatsoever Yah doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Yah doeth it that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And Yah required that which is past. You know, we have learned, we've learned the fear of Yah based on the precepts of men. You know, as I mentioned earlier, that's why it's so important to come against this religion and things. We've learned a lot from religion. We've learned a lot from philosophy. We've learned a lot from the educational systems of this world, the worldly knowledge, which is folly, right, in the eyesight of Yah. It's foolishness. It means absolutely nothing. And so we can't approach Yah in the same manner. We can't approach him with that same attitude, right? Because there was no respect for, you know, our teachers out in the world, for even their laws. It's all about disobedience. It's all about free will. It's all about, you know, being an individual, having freedom of speech or freedom of liberty, all of these things, right? And it's we're wrong when we try to take it over and bring it over into this walk, because it's not the same. It doesn't equate. It's not, you can't have that same type of disrespect and lack of and honor, lack of honor for the Father. Hallelujah. We ought to tremble. We ought to quake. We ought, you know what I'm saying? We ought to really reverence him in that manner and give him that, the honor that is due unto him, right? If we could, you know, go back, you know, and I think about this too. When I forget what field, it was during Tabernacles one year, and you know, we were getting ready for one of the evening services, and you just knew that Yah was about to speak. You know, things, the atmosphere, you can tell it changed, right? And I remember how frightened people were. I mean, just frightened. But I don't even really think that was the right type of fear right there. You know how it was in the children of Israel. How frightened they was. They didn't want Yah to speak to them because they knew they weren't right, right? They wanted Moses to speak. They wanted to soften it up a little bit. But we got to have that fear to where, you know, it's not just because, oh, you know, we're living foul and we're not right. No, because, you know, that fear that we should have should cause us to not even do things that we do in the first place. We should be striving to be upright. But no doubt about it, it is a fearful thing, right? Yah is not to be played with. We're going to fear it no matter what. It's a sober time. It's a very serious time if he ever speaks to us. And we should yearn to have that happen, right? We should yearn to experience that. I think if we had more of it, you know, it would make us see how serious it is. And Yah forbid that he start killing people before our eyes so we see how real he is. Or we see some handwriting on the wall, right? Scared of living daylight out of. We think when we see a leg grow out or a limb grow out, how, you know, it kind of gets people's attention. I think, see, that's the thing about it. As long as the thing is going on or the thing is before us, right, we fear for a short time, but then we go right back into the bullshit, the muck and mire, the foolishness, and we think it's all a game, right? But anyway, we learn all this shit from the world. Isaiah 29:13, wherefore, Yahweh said, for as much as this people, they draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me. And their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. Right? And that's what I'm talking about. We learned all this shit from the world. Isaiah 55:8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said Yahweh. All right, Psalms 34:11 says, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of Yah. There it is again. Come unto Yah. He going to teach every single thing, right? Everything we need, we'll find it in him. Come unto him, right? You know, that's why it's so good that we have all that we have right here at Straight Way, all of the different broadcasts, all of the saints and leadership who put forth all the effort in which they do just to provide for us so that we'll have to keep our minds occupied, to keep us on the right track. So now we don't even have any excuse, right? If we do contrary, you know what I mean? That's because we want to, not because we're as a lack of. It's just because we, like the word says, if we hear a wise thing, then we want to reject it. We don't want to receive it. It doesn't. We want to hide it and put it behind our back and act as if we never heard it or whatever the case is, or it's just too much for us. But see, that's why it's there for us, because we need it. We need it so badly, because there's so much in the world that's trying to take and distract us. It's just so much. So we need to stay connected. We need to stay on the straight and narrow. Hallelujah. This is Job 28:28. It says, "And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of Yahweh, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding." Hallelujah. So depart from evil is understanding. The fear of Yah refers to a sense of awe, submission, and reverence. Proverbs 29:26, it says, "Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from Yahweh," right? As I mentioned that earlier, right? In verse, this is Psalms 27:8. It says, "When you said, seek my face, my heart saith unto you, your face, Yahweh, will I seek." Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Yah, for he will abundantly pardon." Hallelujah. So listen, man, we have no excuses, right? He's laying it all out for us, how we should approach him, how we should behave, what should we do, the consequences for doing it and consequences for not. Hallelujah. So, and as it goes on to say, Isaiah 55:6, "Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Yah." And to our Yah, for he will abundantly pardon. Hallelujah. So let me take a break real quick, man. I need to grab me some drink of water. Let me find the ministry break. I don't even see it on you. All right. Let me see. All right, I'm going to put a couple of these here. Hold on, I think these might be done.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled Lafayette. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom. The King is coming.
Hallelujah. King is coming. Thanks. Give me one more second. I'm going to play just this little song here and I'll be right back. All right. Bless you all. Hallelujah. Pray that y'all can hear me still, saints. Glory to the King. I appreciate y'all. And thank you all for being here this evening. Hallelujah. Just wanted to talk to y'all just a little bit. You know, as we get our hearts and our minds ready, prepared, for the feast of the Most High Yah, which is really serious, really sobering time. Pray that we can go before him with humble hearts, man, more than anything, you know, learning from our mistakes, learning, you know, from the past, and really seeking to do better, ridding ourselves of that wicked old nature. Hallelujah. I think the Father's really not going to be putting up with a lot of that. And matter of fact, he said he not. Glory to the King. Thank y'all. I appreciate those tens because y'all can hear me pretty good. Hallelujah. And he said certain behaviors and certain things that he's just not dealing with. Glory to the King. And as we get, you know, ourselves perfected, and, you know, I mean, all of us, you know, we got shortcomings and things that we need to work on. It's not a thing to glory in. It's not a thing to be proud of. Hallelujah. But we know of it, and we need to just make the changes. But I think Yah deserves it, right, for all that he's done for us and how he's been there for all of us, right, bringing us out darkness and letting us know who we are, saving us from all types of bondage and all types of sin and all types of, you know, sorrows and all these things that we were into. And, you know, to come this way and to still have some of the same behaviors and mindsets and things like that, I think it's our time for us to awake out of our sleep. I think because our salvation is closer now, hallelujah, than when we first believe, and that's evident. So we, each of us, are have a job to do, and we need to, you know, get on board, hallelujah, and receive. Because God's doing everything he can. You know, we can't say that he hasn't stretched out his arm unto us. We can't even say it. And I know it's easier said than done, because when it's time to actually walk, when it's actually time to do and to perform, hallelujah, it gets real at that point. But, you know, he never leave us nor forsake us, right? He said he'll be with us always, even until the end of the world. So, I mean, we have a comforter. The Holy Spirit should be there to remind us of the word. Even if you got just one or two scriptures or verses in your heart, right? I mean, hey, he's there. He already said, well, he's not going to put too much on us than what we can bear. Hallelujah. But we got to want to be better. We got to look for that out. We got to look for that way of escape. Hallelujah. When we're tempted, when things come up. We got to learn how to be our brother's keepers. You know that what we do unto others, excuse me, this is a reflection of how we feel of the Most High, especially his people, right, Israel. And so everything that we do, we should do it unto the Most High. Let our light shine among the Gentiles. Another thing I wanted to say, too, just while it's on my mind, you know, a lot of us, you know, when we are out in public and in places like that, we see a lot of things, and it's hideous, man, and it's a lot of stuff to be detested and all of that. You know, one of the things we need to remember, too, a lot of us, we come from some of those same things, you know, those same, we were a part of that. And so keeping that in mind, not that we need to condone it, but the fact that, hey, you know, don't be so, you know, I don't even know the right ways to say it, the right words for it, but let our light shine, right? And not be so haughty, even in those situations, you know. Maybe just the way we're living, our lifestyles. A lot of times we don't have to preach to people. They can just see that there's something different about us. And don't be so to the point where you can't be approached if somebody wanted to ask you a question, you know, about sisters, your head coverings, or brothers. They may want to ask you a particular question. Or just notice something is not. I don't always have my garments on when I'm out in public, or I don't always have, you know, my fringes on with a cord of blue. But people I've heard, and this is in a different environment at work, somebody told me, it was like, something's different, you know, something's different about you. I knew it was something. And then that opened up the door for us to be able to talk about the word, you know, and let us not be so high-minded and puffed up to where we can't even be that light unto these wicked-ass people. You know what I mean? And I know they vex us because they vex me. Hallelujah. But the word also tells us that to be careful when we, let me read it instead of me trying to quote it here. I know what it says, but I'll read. Hold on one second. for that. It's Hebrews 13:2. It says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. So let us, you remember, right? You know, when we're out, say, and we are around these wicked-ass people. And know also, I mean, I've had interactions, encounters with people, and I had in my mind that they probably were. I wasn't sure. But you know what I mean? I'm not out there just trying to make friends with people. I'm really not. Hallelujah. But there's just certain ways that we carry ourselves and still be able to be that light among these wicked-ass people. Hallelujah. Thanks for posting that, brother. Ugly. Appreciate that. I'm gonna read a few more saints and then I'm gonna call it. All right, I appreciate y'all being here this evening. Just wanted to say a few words to you on this first day of the week as we start our week out. Hallelujah. So Wisdom of Solomon, Wisdom 1:1. Love righteousness, judges of the earth, think of Yahweh with a good heart, and in simplicity of heart, seek him. Verse 2 says, for he will be found of them that tempt him not, and showeth himself unto such as do not distrust him. Verse 3 says, for forward thoughts separate from Yah, and his power, when it is tried, reproveth the unwise. For into a malicious soul, wisdom shall not enter, nor dwell in the body that is subject unto sin. For the Holy Spirit of discipline will flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding, and will not abide when unrighteousness cometh in. For wisdom is a loving spirit, and will not acquit a blasphemer of his words. For Yah is witness of his reins, and a true beholder of his heart, and a hearer of his tongue. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Hallelujah. So there's so much that could be gained, hallelujah, from keeping the commandments of Yah, right? That's because it's a continual thing as we're sitting here reading. We gain wisdom from it, right? We gain so much. The favor, we gain so much from Yah. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. It says the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hallelujah. Proverbs 20:28-14 says, happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I'll call it at this. Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. So let's stay close to Yah. Glory to the King. Let's stay close to him. Let's reverence him, give him the honor and the respect, and let's obey him, hallelujah, as he commands us, as he's always commanded us to do so, hallelujah. So, and I want to say a couple things here, and then I'll close it out the way I always close it out. I think that's real encouraging words that our shepherd spoke to us this past tabernacle. So now I just kept that, those words, and I like to end the show with that, just to remind us of who the enemy is and how the enemy tries to come in and try to distract us and throw us off course. But I'll say this here, these words, I found this in one of my old notebooks that I have. I like to, you know, take notes and detailed notes and transcribe some of the videos and some of the messages, some of the key points, because I like to just go back and read it. And so this one here is from, I have it titled Jewels and Nuggets. I don't have the exact YouTube video where it came from, but I do have the date, and it was from 11/1 of 2012, right? And this was a YouTube video that Pastor Al did. And I'll read these words to you, right? And it says, there are very few people here on this earth who have actually fallen down and against wind and tide and against all condemnation that have said, I am not staying down. I'm getting up. I'm going to dust myself off. I'm going to change, and I'm not going to let anybody condemn me for nothing. Because when I look at this thing, I realize that I'm no better than anyone else, and nobody out there is in any condition whatsoever at all to condemn me of anything. And since I know that, I don't let any voice rise up against me and affect me at all. I'm going to continue doing what I know is right. And I'm going to continue to keep inspiring and motivating others. And I'm going to be a living example for everyone that listens to me. You are with me or against me, pro or con, no matter what. I'm going to continue to keep improving. Even as I age, I'm going to continue to keep driving on. And I have hope that this spirit that I'm displaying and this attitude sinks deep down in your heart and in you so that you become a better man or woman. And you don't let anything keep you from doing right, especially your worst enemy in this world, which is yourself. And I have a titled YouTube video, Pastor Dow. So I think we all need to adopt that same type of mindset, you know, no matter what goes on, you know, no matter how hard we've fallen, right, that we need to get up and continue on and continue to fight and continue to press forward, because we all have shortcomings, we all have faults and things that, you know, that we've done, and we need to keep pressing. I mean, nobody's in a state where they can really, you know, I mean, the word even tells us that there's only one that's good, only one, right, Yeshua. We get caught up in certain things at times, but the thing about it is to keep going, just to get up, right? To get up and keep moving and just improve and learn from the mistakes. Hallelujah. So, and not letting condemnation and not letting guilt and all of that stuff tear us down, because that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to separate us. He wants to distract us. He wants to keep us from doing the will of Yah. And to keep us down, you know what I mean, instead of being blessed. The nations have always done that to us, Israel, and tried to do that to us because they know what will happen if we get in line as a unit, as a collective. Yah will bless us immensely. So that's always the encouragement, hallelujah, so that our lives will be blessed and we can receive of Yah and we can be that holy, wonderful people, right, that when the nations look out upon us and say, wow, look at such a wise and understanding people, right? But it's only going to come if we be obedient and keep God's laws and be true to him and obedient. Hallelujah. So glory to the King for that. Like I said, I'm excited, man. We're coming up out of this dead season and we're coming into just newness, fresh, living this time, you know. And as the word says, you know, we should always, in regards to the Passover and unleavened bread, it's just how we should teach our children. He said this should be something we commanded to teach them and to let them know that the way that Yah brought us out of Egypt, he brought us out with a mighty hand, right? And we should never forget that. You know, he always mentions it throughout the word, throughout scripture, how he brought us out. It's a big deal. And so let us be the people that really grasp hold of it and really get it. And we can, you know, it can be seen of us that, hey, we get it. We know who our Yah is, right? He is mighty. He is powerful. He's wonderful. He's the creator, right, of all things. This is our Yah, right? His laws, his statutes, they're so beautiful. They're so wonderful. And that the nations will take note of us, Look at the power. Look at the might. Look at, you know, Israel, this beautiful creation, this beautiful people, the apple of his eye. Hallelujah. Having the most respect, the most honor, right, unto our Yah. Glory, glory, glory. So I'm going to go ahead, saints, and close it out. But give me just 1 second here. All right, here we go. Glory to the King. All right, here we go. So it says, remember here, if you have any negative thoughts that make you depressed and feel down, even if it's true, remember that that's of Satan, and he's the only one that will do that to you. Yah would never talk to us like that. Let these words sink into your mind and your heart. There is nobody who loves you more than Jesus. In him we live and move and have our being. No matter what goes on in this world, always remind yourself that the Messiah loves you. No matter how inadequate you feel, no matter how bad you feel, and no matter what you think of yourself, remember, today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. It's me reading Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think of you, said Yahweh, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And how precious are your thoughts to me, O Yahweh. How great has been the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more than the sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. Glory to the King. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints of the Most High Yah. This is Elder Donnie. I am signing off on this edition of the Brothers segment on Straight With Truth, brought to you by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Y'all have a very good week, an encouraging week. Hallelujah. And y'all be at peace. You know what, saints? Hang tight. Y'all want to hang tight? Just read this real quick. And I was just reading over this right before the show. I really didn't have no intentions of actually mentioning these verses, but I'll go ahead and do it. It's just talking about prayer and just a couple of things for us to keep in mind. And if I think, as I think on it and think about it, it really does have something to do with just reverence and honor unto the Father. But just give me 1 second here, and then I'll close it. I know I said I'll close it, but give me just a second. I need to find it. Okay. And this is talking about prayer. Hallelujah. How we should approach. Yeah. And this is Sirach. This is Ecclesiastes. This is chapter 7, verse 14. And it says, use not many words in a multitude of elders, and make not much babbling when thou prayest. All right. Matthew 6:7 says, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. This is Ecclesiastes 5:2. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before Yahweh. For Yah is in heaven, and you are upon earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Last one here, Sirach 18:23. Before you pray, prepare yourself, and be not as one that tempted Yahweh. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Let us have back and honor unto Yah when we approach him. Hallelujah. In prayer, it says that we should get ourselves ready, prepare ourselves, right? It also talks about not babbling and speaking many words before him. One of the good things that we need to continue to do is to pray and speak, pray in tongues, right? It's so good that we pray in tongues. So many reasons why. A lot of times it's things that we don't even know that's going on with us and that we need to repent of. But if we do so, and, you know, praying in tongue in our heavenly language, a lot of things that we can't even comprehend will come out, and utterance will be made for us. So let us remember to continue to pray and speak in tongues, pray into the Father in a heavenly language also. That's another thing I just want to include. But in saying that, I wanted to say that we need to keep each other lifted, pray for one another. Hallelujah. I heard Elder Rufus mention that to the brethren here recently, and we should always be praying for one another, especially when they cross your mind. Hallelujah. And it's no coincidence. I had, brothers reaching out to me and just saying, Shalom, you were on my mind. I just want to reach out. And I appreciate that so much. It means so much. Let's get into the habit also of just praying for one another, you know, because it's so important. Y'all know it's exactly the things that we need. We don't know, we need to know all the specifics, but just the fact that we are lifting one another up in prayer, because you know what? There's no temptation except that which is common to man. And so we all deal with some of the same things in one way or another, or, you know, guess what? We could just always lift up. We can never have enough prayers. A brother had to remind me too, just in conversation, just in talking, left me a message, and he was like, Noah, Elder, the saints are praying for you. You know that, right? True Israel, they're praying. And that's what's been getting you through. That's what's been helping you. And I was like, you know, brother, you're so spot on, because I know it. And so just imagine what we could do as a whole, bro. We just continue to lift up and pray for one another, especially our leadership, you know, and just pray that, you know, just for protection. A lot of attacks go out against Israel, because of what we're doing. The enemy don't like it, and there's so many people that are set against us and ready to do Satan's will at any given time. So we need to be armed and ready with the same vigor, if not even more vigor and more diligence and more being more devout in our servitude and lifting up the Father. That's a tool. That's a thing that we have in our arsenal that we can use all the time. The word says pray without ceasing. So we can be going about our day and just praying to lift up the Father. It ain't got to be long and drawn out, or you know what I mean? Just lift them up. And always thanks, always give thanks unto Yah. Don't ever stop thanking Yah. I mean, you wake up in the middle of the night, give thanks to Yah, you know. Something don't go right and throughout the day, give thanks to Yah. Even in that situation, right? So we thank Yah because that's the will of Yah according to you. But Yah, he means well, means good for all of us as people. And let us always remember that. And always give him the praise, the honor, and the respect that he deserves. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage y'all to keep the commandments and live. This is Elder Donnie signing off this time. Bless y'all. Love y'all, saints. Shalom, shalom.